And that's the tract, The Chaplain. Brand new tract by Jack Chick. It's up there on his website if you want to look at it. Okay. Now, as always, we do the debate here on Tractor Fiction, in which we debate the so-called veracity of the tract. We do have two debaters here with us. Can I speak to debater number one, please?
Hello, Mr. Allen.
Hi there. Would you please introduce yourself?
I am charming TV personality and homemaker extraordinaire Martha Stewart.
Charming? Really?
Charming. I'm very charming.
That's good. I like to be charmed, I guess. Let's see if you can do it. And we do have, of course, debater number two as well.
I'm Sailor Moon, and I will punish you.
I'm sorry, you'll punish me? For what?
Evil doing.
I've never actually done any evil.
Well, good.
So you're not going to punish me?
Not yet.
That's good. That's very good. Okay, so we're going to flip our coin here, and I'm sure everybody back at home knows that the Sailor Moon here believes this tract is 100% true and agrees with Mr. Chick, and Martha Stewart here believes that it's false. Martha, may I call you Martha, or should I call you Ms.?
Martha's fine.
Martha, okay. Why do you think this tract is false? Tell us about it, please.
Well, this tract simply says that the only way to get into heaven is through God.
No, actually,
through accepting Jesus.
Jesus, yeah, Jesus.
Right? And I beg to differ. I say a clean and beautiful house is also a way to get into heaven.
A clean house gets you into heaven?
And the perfect cookie.
The perfect cookie gets you into heaven.
Yes. Why do you think I slave hours over the stove?
I'm sorry, so your television show is a religious show?
Well, I don't like to bill it that way, but I am working to get into heaven.
So it's kind of a selfish thing, and really, you're doing the show not so much for everybody at home watching, but for yourself, so that you can make a very, very clean and nice cookie thing and help it get into heaven, I'm saying.
I am a very selfless person, sir.
Selfless?
I just choose not to overtly preach my beliefs.
And what's the religious policy on insider trading?
Well, that's kind of a low blow, but I look, there are several ways into heaven. As I have mentioned.
And one of them is a lot of money?
No.
Oh.
But I did use the opportunity that I had after sinning in prison to spread the word of God and to turn other people into wonderful homemakers.
Now, do you believe, let me ask you this, do you believe that because you sin, you go to hell, or do you believe that you were already going to hell?
I'm not going to hell.
Oh, okay, okay. I mean, before that, like, before you, well, okay, let's move on to the rebuttal. Rebuttal, please. Sailor Moon. Miss Moon. Or can I call you Sailor?
Full title, please.
Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon.
Okay.
I am Sailor Moon, champion of the moon, and I will punish you.
And your rebuttal to Miss Stewart.
I found out that my powers of the moon come from Jesus. And I know now from personal experience, from smiting people, that Jesus is real.
Let me say, now you are aware, of course, that according to the religious doctrine of Jack Chick, who you're agreeing with here, your little talking cat friends actually don't have souls.
I know.
And you're okay with that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. They're... Okay. Well, that's good, I guess. Do you have any rebuttal against...
They're doing their part to serve God. That's all they need.
But this thing about clean houses and cookies and stuff, what do you think about all that?
Has nothing to do with it. You should see my room, and I never wake up properly before 10 a.m.
And you're still going to go to heaven,
yes.
Even though you live like a slob?
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting. Now, let me ask you this. What does your religion say about people who are teenagers, young teenagers, in relationships with college-age men in tuxedos?
It says nothing about it as long as there is no sex before marriage.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like everybody's comfortable with their gods. Fortunately, we do have an expert here.
Hi, I'm Sam John Johnson.
Hello, Mr. John Johnson. What are you an expert on?
I am an expert on HGTV and most forms of media. And
okay.
I am here to support Martha Stewart in the fact that this tract is completely false due to the one claim that there's an IMAX screen in heaven.
Oh, okay. There's not an IMAX screen in heaven?
No. They've upgraded already to HGTV. And if Jack Chick knew this, he would, of course, have written it down. But
now, have you seen both of these ladies' TV shows?
Yes, I have.
Which one is a better show?
I have to say, Sailor Moon.
So you agree with...
Like, totally!
Mr. John Johnson!
You agree with Martha Stewart, but you like Sailor Moon's show better.
Yes.
I don't know, that kind of is confusing to the
listeners.
It's all
the colors, it definitely shows off the quality of HDTV so much better.
Oh, so you like it better because it shows... Do you sell HDTVs?
On the side, yes.
Okay, but I don't think we can trust you then, necessarily, since you have an interest in it, it sounds like.
But the pores in my cookies.
The pores?
They show so beautifully.
You put poor people in your cookies?
Not poor people, you
I
peons.
Love cookies.
You know, it sounds like you are fairly a greedy woman. I have another expert here.
Did someone say cookies?
Yes, we did.
I am the cookie monster.
No, I'm sorry. I don't think I can hear you correctly. Are you saying you're a kooky monster?
I am
a
kooky monster!
As in a very zany monster?
Mr. Cookie. Allen.
You're
Mr.
very
Allen.
Kooky.
It's Cookie Monster no,
cookie.
From Sesame Street.
Monster.
As
He's
in
been
similar...
harassing me on my show.
Oh.
I am the Kooky Monster.
A very zany monster.
No!
No.
A monster who enjoys cookies and destroying my set.
You are abnormally unintelligent.
Now,
shall I smite him for you?
Mr. Monster.
Moon Prism Power!
Oh, no! Oh, God.
I am a puppet. Puppets cannot be smitten.
They can't be smitten?
You were pretty smitten with me.
All right, Mr. Monster.
Strange lady.
Mr. Monster, let me ask you, who are you here to agree with? Miss Stewart, who says that the tract is false, or Miss Moon, who says that the tract is true and Jesus gives powers?
I'm here to agree with Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon, so Jesus is real, and he now, does Jesus...
Because Martha Stewart never gave me cookies after that.
Let me ask you, I
and
understand
Jesus
that Jesus is against gluttony, and, also, monsters sound kind of like demons.
Where in Bible say that?
Where in Bible does it say that monsters
Where
are demons?
Where in Bible say that Jesus is against gluttony?
Oh, I think that's pretty clear. Ms. Moon, you want to cover that for me?
Jesus loved food and parties.
Yeah, but, oh, okay.
Point in fact.
But isn't it a sin? Gluttony, sin?
Wedding in Cana.
I'm sorry, what?
Mr. Allen forgetting about wedding in Cana, where Jesus got pasted and gave wine to his friends.
Well, these things do happen. Miss Stewart, how would you have catered that wedding?
With a very, very large cake. A large
wine.
And delicious
wine. Wine and cookies!
Cookies. Jesus did cook cookies, is what you're saying.
Yes.
All right.
That's why he's so great.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Monster. Ms. Moon and Ms. Stewart, we do have to get your final words on this matter so I can decide this debate. Ms. Stewart, why don't you let me know what you think of Ms. Moon's argument here.
My daughter Alexis bakes the perfect chocolate chip cookie, and she will go into heaven too. Miss Moon has said nothing against me. In fact, her expert just proved my point.
Well, no, she said that she is a complete slob, and she's going to heaven, which is pretty much against what you just said.
Not necessarily. I said there are many ways to get into heaven, and as long as I keep baking the perfect chocolate chip cookies and everyone keeps eating them, we will all get into heaven.
So, I will eat your cookies!
So when the public wises up to your show and it gets canceled, you won't be going to heaven, is what you're saying?
My show will never be canceled, little man.
Didn't you just have a show that was canceled earlier this year?
That's what they want you to think.
I do think that. All right, Ms. Moon, what's your closing arguments, please?
It takes more than just a clean house! You have to be at one with Jesus and throw things at people when they're bad.
Throw things at people to be good.
Yes. I mean that,
you have to throw things at people?
Yes.
You have to?
Yes. Preferably beams of energy.
Beams of energy.
And you have to grow your hair really long and wear pigtails.
I don't understand. And so Jesus is leading you in some sort of bizarre, pagan, planet-worshipping ceremony? Why would he do that?
It's not like that at all.
It's not like that at all?
No.
Not at all?
No!
Are you sure?
You were watching the old episodes. You haven't seen the new series!
Well, that's true. Is it out in America yet?
No.
Oh, well, that's why.
Still Japanese.
I don't speak Japanese, and I'm surprised that you speak English so well.
Jesus taught me!
That was impressive of him, if that is in fact true. Let me consider...
He can do anything!
Let me consider this, because I'm...
I have
totally
a special pen he gave me, and I talk into it, and I speak English!
Miss Moon?
Yes?
It's not true.
No, it's true!
No. No.
He told me so.
I just decided the debate. Miss Stewart is correct.
But
I'm sorry. Miss Stewart is correct.
I've been flinging crosses at people.
Apparently that's okay.
It's hitting them in the
and
head.
And that may get you into heaven.
I have a little cross tiara.
But it's not the only way.
It's like a frisbee.
Cookies will do it too. because
yes, cookies.
Apparently cookies and wine are the new sacrament,
so
I guess.
I need a cookie tiara?
You can have a cookie tiara, yes?
Here, darling, have a cookie. It'll make you feel better.
And
get you into heaven.
All right, well, thank you for listening to Tractor Fiction tonight. Hopefully you all learned...
Moon Prism Power!
How to kill monsters and make cookies. Because I did. I had some good cookies and I had some evil monsters, and come back next week. Perhaps there's more of the same. More likely, there's something totally different. I'm Frank Allen. Thanks for listening.